Tina Woods, a clinical psychology PhD student originally from St. Paul, is trying to learn how to shape mental and behavioral health care to the needs of Alaska Natives.
The reason why I even committed to 5 years of this training is to work with my people, to work with the Alaska Native people.
Past research shows that some Indigenous populations have high instances of social problems, like alcoholism, but low utilization of mental and behavioral health resources. Wood stresses that this does not imply that these communities are bad, simply that the resources are not fitting their needs. She wants to know why. One theory is because of the stigma associated with mental health issues. People don't want to be seen seeking help. While talking to Unalaskans, Wood says she realized some reasons could be culture specific.
I was reminded that our people, the Alaska Native people, we are very close. We unite. We really stick together, and many of us have large families, and so it could be very well that people don't seek mental health care or behavioral health care because they rely on family to support each other.
But the reasons could also be linked to history.
There's a theory out there that due to past experiences with racism, it might make it more difficult for somebody to see a provider of a race that they, you know, have been hurt by at one point in their life.
Woods is conducting a web-based and paper-based survey with Alaska Native people in the Aleutian-Pribilofs region to try to figure out the reasons so that healthcare providers can improve their services. The problem is that past research with Alaska Native populations was sometimes misconstrued.
And it was very harmful. It was very harmful in the sense that the information that was gathered was then published, and it was harmful in a way that it made the population that was studied look like they were horrible.
She's trying to counteract past mistakes by making sure this research is conducted properly. Before speaking with community members, she asked various tribal boards if her approach and questions were culturally appropriate. She's also using survey tools that have been scientifically validated with other Indigenous groups. Wood says she understands that her research has some limitations.
But I think that's the key right there, is really making it clear that this is to help, not hinder. And it's a positive, it's a very positive research.
Woods will be gathering data with anyone over the age of 18 of Native heritage until about June. She hopes to compile and analyze the data, then present it to the community and to APIA later this year. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.